NBC Radio, News on the Hour. Brought to you by Instant Chase and Sanborn Coffee. The rich, delicious instant with pure coffee nectar. Now, here is Pauline Frederick, NBC News, speaking from the United Nations.
The UN General Assembly is convening at this hour in a memorial session for John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Tributes will be paid the late president by Assembly President Sosa Rodriguez, Secretary General Thought, 12 vice presidents, the chairman of the 7 main committees, and 7 former presidents. The last speaker will be United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai E. Stevenson. All Assembly business has been suspended since the death of the President was announced and will not be resumed until tomorrow. In addition, there will be 2 meetings of the Security Council tomorrow on South Africa's race policies. President Johnson began his first day of work in the White House with personal conferences with foreign dignitaries who came to Washington for the state funeral. The longest session was with Soviet Deputy Premier Anastas Mikoyan, 3/4 of an hour. Afterward, Mikoyan told reporters that American-Soviet relations remain as they were before the assassination of President Kennedy. Others with whom President Johnson talked were Britain's Prime Minister, Sir Alec Douglas Hume, Ethiopia's Emperor Haile Selassie, Philippine President Macapa Gal, Turkish Premier Inonu, and West German Chancellor Erhard. The President is meeting with Latin American leaders this afternoon on the Alliance for Progress. More news after this from Instant Chase in Sanborn.
Hello? Oh, Paula, I'm in a panic. I parked in a no-parking place, and Patrolman O'Patrick pulled out a piece of pink paper which says report to the precinct police pronto and pay the parking penalty. Peter will positively pop. Paula, you're a pearl.
What did she say?
Have a cup of Chase and Sanborn. Get what's been missing. Missing in your instant coffee. Rich instant Chase and Sanborn has pure coffee nectar.
Wonderful what a cup of instant Chase and Sanborn does for you. Gives you the extra flavor, extra aroma, extra richness of pure coffee nectar. You get essences of finest Colombian beans. And you'll enjoy regular Chase and Sanborn, too. You know, Chase and Sanborn's been making fine coffee for 100 years. And this is their best cup yet. Your husband a problem, Penny?
No, that pot of instant Chase and Sanborn had Peter practically purring.
Wonderful what Chase and Sanborn does for you. Perfect to put problems in their proper perspective.
Here again, Pauline Frederick.
3 bills have been introduced in the House of Representatives as a result of the assassination of President Kennedy. Here is Robert Abernathy, NBC News at the Capitol.
As police and Secret Service men secure the Capitol in preparation for tomorrow's address by the new president, members of both the House and Senate have begun proposing legislation directly relevant to President Kennedy's death. One bill introduced today on both sides would make any attack on the president or vice president a federal offense. It's now punishable only by the laws of the state in which the crime is committed. Another bill, which has gained supporters and momentum, would tighten the laws permitting the sale of guns by mail. Representative Edith Green of Oregon wants Congress to establish 1,000 college scholarships each year as a memorial to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii thinks the name of the Peace Corps should be changed to the Kennedy Corps as another memorial. Congressman Silvio Conti of Massachusetts has introduced a bill which would award to the late president the Congressional Medal of Honor. And Senator Hugh Scott of Pennsylvania has proposed a moratorium on political speeches until the end of the year, in order to spare President Johnson the need to divert his attention from matters of national security. Robert Abernathy, NBC News at the Capitol.
Sheriff Bill Decker of Dallas has taken issue with foreign press reports that no sniper could have fired 3 bullets at Lee Oswald, as Lee Oswald is reported to have done in 20 seconds with the type of rifle he is said to have used to shoot President Kennedy and Governor Connally. The White House has declined to say whether there was an autopsy on the president's body, which presumably would have disclosed whether 1 or 2 bullets entered the body. This is Pauline Frederick, NBC News at the United Nations.
Now some information about pain relievers. Reporting on a government-financed study of 5 leading pain relievers, an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed that Bayer aspirin was unsurpassed by any of them for speed and strength of relief. The report also showed that Bayer aspirin was as gentle to the stomach as any product tested, including the higher-priced buffered one. So for fast, strong relief from headache, muscular pains, and fever of a cold or flu, try Bayer aspirin. This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Bayer Aspirin. President Johnson addresses a joint session of Congress tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.